Here's a question. Have you ever considered going gluten-free? For some folks, it's the healthy choice du jour. But for people with celiac disease, cutting out gluten isn't just a matter of choice, it's a necessity. So what if gluten could be disarmed, making it safe for celiac patients so they can enjoy bread, pasta, and pizza? A scientist in Italy claims to have done just that. Angelica Marin has a story.
I'm standing in the doorway of a southern Italian kitchen. Scientist Carmen Lamacchia is about to dish out her best recipe ever, one that took her years to master. Wet wheat grains rotate inside a microwave. They're ready. To the naked eye, the grains look just like wheat. But inside the grains, something has changed. A crucial protein, gluten.
After modification with the microwave treatment, we get an amount of gluten of about 80 parts per million.
That's 10 times less than regular wheat. Gluten is what creates that chewy texture in your bread, that tenderness in your pizza. We've heard a lot lately about how gluten is unhealthy and makes you fat. Lamacchia, who teaches food chemistry at the University of Foggia, says that's bunk. What she's concerned about is people with celiac disease. For them, gluten is toxic. It destroys your intestine, blocks the absorption of nutrients, and fiddles with the immune system. Lamacchia says, no more.
Oh, it will be a revolution. The part which is toxic, it's like hidden. The enzyme in the celiac patient's intestine won't recognize this protein and won't activate the inflammatory process typical of the celiac patient.
Lamacchia's method is now patented. She calls it gluten-friendly. But some experts say, not friendly enough.
It's unfortunate because I don't think that, this approach would be useful for people with celiac disease.
Dr. Alessio Fasano directs the Center for Celiac Research at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. A prominent expert in celiac disease, Fasano is impressed, but not convinced. He says you got to pay attention to the numbers. Celiac sufferers won't trust 80 parts per million.
They want zero. I mean, zero is something not attainable in biology. We had to really fight and fight hard with the celiac community here in the United States. And it took, 9 years of debates to convince the celiac community in the United States that 20 parts per million, it's okay because the immune system doesn't see it.
Lamacchia says the immune system doesn't see her modified gluten either. 20 or 80 parts per million don't matter if the quality of the gluten has changed. She says she has proof.
We did experiment on T cells.
Those are white cells from the immune system.
Coming from intestine of celiac patients. And on these cells, we tested extract from the modified flour. These cells didn't produce the inflammatory cytokine.
In other words, no damage, no autoimmune response. The next step is to prove that this works on a larger scale with clinical trials on humans. But the industrial flour companies around Europe are already banging on Lamacchia's door. Her detoxified wheat could rock the $10 billion gluten-free industry. She has the patented formula under lock and key somewhere at her university. Susanna Neuhold is food safety manager at the ever-active Italian Celiac Association. She's got a tough job in pasta land. That's why she's cautious but curious about the new gluten discovery.
In Italy, food has a very important role in social life. And to have to avoid a specific ingredient that is so present in Italian cooking, pasta, pizza, bread, is not easy.
But as Dr. Fasano from Massachusetts General Hospital points out, the term gluten-free had until recently become a joke, with at one point mineral water and bananas labeled gluten-free.
The industry had a tremendous role in pushing the gluten-free frenzy out there. And now they are focused on how long this is going to be, how sustainable it is.
It's looking good so far. 8 million people in the U.S. have celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, or gluten allergies. Both Fasano and Lamacchia agree that's who should be eating gluten-free. Given the reality of American culture right now, Fasano says it's possible that gluten-friendly could become a hit. For The World, this is Angelica Marin, Italy.